Miners rest, to all highly moral citizens, the disgrace not only of a solar system but of a sector, the very name of which was and is a byword and a hissing to the blue noses of twice a hundred inhabited and civilized worlds. Chapter 12. Wild Bill Williams, Meteor Miner. As has been implied, Miner's Rest was the biggest, widest open, least restrained joint in the entire sector of the galaxy. And through the underground activities of his fellows of the patrol, Kinnison knew that of all the king snipes of that lawless asteroid, the man called Strongheart was the big shot. Therefore, the lensman landed his battered craft at Strongheart's dock, loaded the equipment of the hijacker's boat into a hand truck, and went in to talk to Strongheart himself. "Supplies, equipment, metal, bought and sold," the sign read. But to any experienced eye it was evident that the sign was conservative indeed, that it did not cover Strongheart's business by half. There were dance halls, there were long and ornate bars, there were rooms in plenty devoted to various games of so-called chance, and most significant, there were scores of those unmistakable cubicles. "Welcome, stranger. Glad to see you. Have a good trip?" The divekeeper always greeted new customers effusively. "Have a drink on the house."
"Business before pleasure," Kinnison replied tersely. "Pretty good, yes. Here's some stuff that I don't need any more that I aim to sell. What'll you gimme for it?"
The dealer inspected the suits and instruments, then bored a keen stare into the miner's eyes, a scrutiny under which Kinnison neither flushed nor wavered.
250 credits for the lot," Strongheart decided. "Best you can do. Tops. Take it or leave it.
QX, they're yours. Gimme it."
"Why, this just starts our business, don't it? Ain't you got cores?
Sure you have."
"Yeah, but not for no. Doubly and unprintably qualified. Damn robber. I like a louse, but you suit me altogether too damn well. Them suits alone, just as they lay, are worth 1,000.
"So what? But why go to insult me, a businessman? Sure, I can't give what the stuff is worth. Who could?"
"You ought to know how I got to get rid of hot goods.
You killed, ain't it, the guys who got owned it? So how could I treat it except like it's hot? Now be your age. Don't burn out no jets."
As the lensman turned with a blistering, sizzling, deep-space oath.
"I know they shot first, they always do, but how does that change things? But keep your shirt on yet. I don't tell nobody nothing. For why should I? How could I make any money on hot stuff if I talk too much with my mouth, huh? But on cores, that's something else again. Meteors is legitimate merchandise, and I pay you as much as anybody, maybe more.